Joining us to explain a bit more of what the purchase means of Tumblr for Yahoo and for Tumblr fans is Lance Ulanoff. He's editor-in-chief at Mashable. That's where he's been covering this story. And Lance, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, you wrote a blog earlier this week called "Can Yahoo Ignore Tumblr's Dark Side?" Which dark side is that?
Well, you know, it's a really, really big site. Or it's actually millions of lots of little sites because it's a blog platform. And it's not moderated. It's also a social platform, but I can explain that in a bit. But it's not moderated, and so people put up what they want to put up, including sometimes pornography, sometimes phishing attempts that are, you know, basically, you know, looking to just get your email address or worse. So it's got the full spectrum. It's kind of like the whole internet, the whole world of the web in a smaller, really contained space that's easy to sort of navigate and easy to share.
Well, of course, it's become the sort of newest, coolest community, but you describe your own decision not to allow your 13-year-old daughter to jump in. Why not?
Well, you know, it was really interesting. She knew about it, had been hearing about it on some of, I think through Facebook she'd been hearing about it, and she's a big fan of, for example, Harry Potter and later Doctor Who. And so she wanted to get on there because that's where the fandom lives. But I knew for a fact that Tumblr has this other side that, you know, you could, you know, basically do a tag search. You know, they have a way, the way you find stuff is you basically watch these tags and you start looking for stuff, or maybe you just follow a user and go into their sort of stream of posts and stuff that they've been following. And guess what? Eventually at the bottom, you might find some porn. So I was really concerned. I didn't want her to end up in a dark alley unexpectedly. And she kept pestering me for quite a while, and it was probably about 2 years before I gave in.
So from the micro to the macro, Tumblr users have reacted mightily to Yahoo's sale. Some posting, "Yahoo, go home, you're drunk." Others saying, you know, "Somebody create an evil Marissa Meyer GIF." How is the community in general reacting, and how's Yahoo taking it?
Well, Tumblr was in full-on panic mode over the weekend when the news or the rumors broke. And these were strong rumors. We all were pretty certain that it was just a matter of the announcement coming. And so for a period of, you know, 48 or maybe 72 hours, the Tumblr community was up in arms and panicking because they assumed that Yahoo would change the service. And there were some people who left. According to WordPress, they saw like tens of thousands of new signups on their service. And WordPress is another blogging service, but without the social side. And it's hard to know if that really is the direct, you know, if it was really a direct pipeline. But, you know, you could, you know, they were creating images and GIFs on Tumblr. So you could see the panic that Yahoo was going to destroy Tumblr. And, you know, as I mentioned in my post, they were really basing this on history. Yahoo bought GeoCities in 1999. And systematically destroyed it. And a decade later, it was just shut down. And this had been really a massive, very similar in a way, a lot of blogs, a lot of homemade stuff, social in that you could create blog rings, and it went away. But I've countered that by saying not the same company,
right?
Not at all the same company. And so I think that I actually think the Tumblr community is kind of calming down a little bit. And part of this has to do with how Marissa Mayer has approached the acquisition, the way she announced it, how she's at least tried to show her full embrace for the Tumblr world.
So Yahoo bought the company for $1.1 billion, or will buy the company.
Right.
This is similar to Facebook bought Instagram. You know, this has been happening quite a bit, these bigger media companies buying these smaller, ground-up kind of social media companies. What's the worst-case scenario here? I remember the MySpace purchase a few years ago by News Corp, and people were completely up in arms about that.
Yeah, and maybe they were right. I mean, MySpace was – I never was a huge fan of MySpace because it looked and felt like a teenager's bedroom. It was just a disaster. I mean, it was kind of like their brains were just sort of out there on the walls. It felt like it was disorganized. It was very raw. And it did cause News Corp quite a few problems. I mean, they started getting sued for things that they didn't anticipate, copyright infringement, illicit activities that were being blamed on the sites. And I just think that News Corp was caught really completely unaware. The analogy I made is that I have been worried that Yahoo, which is a public company, may end up having to deal with similar kinds of problems because, you know, Tumblr's a private entity and it's sort of its own little world and everybody watches each other's back. But now Yahoo's going to integrate some of what Tumblr does with the broad-based Yahoo services, which means some people are going to see things coming directly through Tumblr that they may not expect. You know, they're trying, and they have addressed this. I mean, Marissa Mayer's not really ignoring it, but I don't think she's fully anticipating it either.
Quickly, Lance, we have a Tumblr account here at Word of Mouth. Should we just keep tumbling, or is there another space we should be playing in now?
I would keep tumbling. I think that Tumblr is a great platform. I love how easy it is to reblog stuff. And you know, the sort of viral nature of the blog platform is one of my favorite parts. And as I said, it's a tremendous platform for creative impulses. I mean, the GIFs, the ideas, the longer pieces, you find some really great stuff on there.
Lance Ulanoff, editor-in-chief at Mashable. He's been covering Yahoo's purchase of the blogging site Tumblr. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
We've posted a link to Lance's article, Can Yahoo Ignore Tumblr's Dark Side?, as well as a link to our own Tumblr at wordofmouthradio.org.
I've been way too busy to create, and I find it really hard to concentrate while I'm searching for another score, that surge of dopamine when I come across some awesome sauce while I'm glued to my screen.
Tumbling down Tumblr, there's so much to see.
I just installed Missing